And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. What's up, King Cow?
Not much. Robert Q.
Nice, nice, nice.
What is up with you?
I am... What is up with me? Probably the price of anything I need.
Okay.
You know, if I need, I gotta call the guys, come cut the rest of the trunk down from the tree in the backyard.
Oh, it's still there?
Yeah.
How much of it? The whole thing?
The whole trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's probably I'd say it's a 2-ton trunk.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's ginormous.
Probably get a lot of firewood out of that.
Yeah, but I don't burn wood anymore.
Oh.
What do you want some?
I don't know. I don't burn it a lot.
Yeah. I don't want it hanging around.
I will say a couple of years ago, we had our heater go out.
Oh, yeah?
But I was pretty sure I knew what it was because it had gone, it kind of was freaking out where it was coming on. So in the summer, it was the fan was kicking on and it shouldn't have been kicking on. And so I thought maybe the sensor that regulated, you know, that said it's this cold, kick on.
Right.
So the way it got fixed is we just turned off the breaker.
Oh, okay.
So, and then when we turned it on after a while, you know, after a couple of days.
Yeah.
It worked. It seemed to work. Well, then I tried to replace the sensor. So the thing I took off wasn't the sensor. It was the igniter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, and I saw it and it was all, it had this crustiness on it. So I was trying to gently scrape it off. And I just snapped it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got a new igniter and then it turns out that igniter was, instead of male, it was female.
Oh, okay.
So I had to splice it. So, but then it worked. Then it worked. Next year came. The next season. Yeah, the next cold time. And I told my wife I thought it was something else. I thought it was the motherboard.
Oh, okay.
So, the next season it comes. So, I'll try the igniter. I get a new igniter. Not the right one.
Oh, man.
So then I looked and got the exact part. Got the same igniter.
Right.
So, and it's like $20 each, we'll say.
Right, yeah.
So got the exact same one. So this one was male, so it didn't work. So then I said, I told her it's the motherboard. So I got a new motherboard. Well, the motherboard, they didn't make anymore.
Oh, man.
They had upgraded it. So it was... It was the same thing. It was just not the exact same thing.
Got it.
So ordered it. It came. Oh, what do you know? It's like maybe half an inch to 3/4 inch bigger.
Really?
So the screws in the metal that it's screwed into in the metal case.
Yeah.
I have to drill new holes so that. So I did that. And then it said unplug the easiest way to do it is unplug one and plug it into the same one on the new one. So I was doing that and I got to the last one and they had the same name. I'm like, I don't know what, so I just plugged it into one of them. I don't know where I found it, but eventually I found that those two different things are just fan speed.
Oh.
One's higher and one's lower.
Gotcha.
So it really didn't. It doesn't make a difference.
Didn't really matter.
So then I said okay. You know, so it's up in our attic. The heater is
yeah.
up in the attic space. So I'm like calling down. Do this. Do this. Do this. So I get it all done, and I say okay. Fire it up. And there's a little window on the panel that comes off.
Okay.
And I can look in and I can see I can see a dot.
A dot.
That is an indicator to what is going on with your
with the unit.
Yeah, so if it's red and flashing, it means this. If it's solid red, it means this. If it's green, it means this. If it's yellow, so it has a whole bunch of different codes.
Gotcha.
So, I
this is on your fireplace?
No, this is on my heater.
Heater, okay.
So I look at the code, and it says, I don't know, I might have had a sticker to put on there. So I look at the code, and it says, if it's working fine, it should be green. So I look in there, I think it's yellow. I'm like, oh.
Great.
So it seemed right. Then as I looked, oh, green is when nothing's going and it's everything's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yellow is when you got the heater running. And so it was giving the correct signal for the yellow, the heater's running, everything's fine.
Yeah.
So for to do all that, it probably took about 2 weeks to order stuff and have it come and then go up there and do it. Like, I think the motherboard was $120. For all told, it was probably about $150-$160 for the parts.
Yeah.
But it took 2 weeks to have enough time after work or...
Oh, yeah.
And have the parts and then sure. Have the correct parts. Yeah. So for those 2 weeks, we made quite a few fires.
In the fireplace. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what the story led to. We used the fireplace because we had no heater.
Yeah. It's imperative that you have heat in the house.
Yeah. You could dress warmer.
Well, you can, but it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, and did you have fun fixing it, though?
No.
Okay.
I had fun that I fixed it. I was excited about that.
I got it done.
Fixing it, that part was, like, ridiculous.
It can be. You know, you never know what you're going to get into.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays I don't even try to mess with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard to do with one hand.
Yeah, a little bit.
And one leg.
I mean, just my eye not being able to see real well these days.
Mm.
It's just making things terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So.
But, you know, at least you got it fixed.
Yeah.
Did you learn much there?
Yeah, I did learn. I could do it again if I have to. It was fairly easy, but I just went online and found how to do this, and you know somebody showed the exact same model.
Yeah, right.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, you can. I mean, with the internet now and Google, man, you can pretty much get any. You probably learned to fly the space shuttle.
You can probably learn something like that.
Not that there's anything to go up in anymore, but, you know.
Right.
Still, they wiped them all out.
So, a couple days ago, we had a request show.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, and it got posted. And I saw the person who requested it. But I didn't say anything to her.
Okay.
She was dying to know what we thought. I go, it'll come out tomorrow. I saw her on Thursday. I said, it'll come out tomorrow. So I sat there and avoided eye contact. And so I didn't want to give any clues. Didn't say whether we liked it or not. And anyway.
Just listen.
She heard it. And she was really excited. You liked the first song. And then I guess the whole thing, she realized we liked the whole thing.
And cool, good.
So, yeah, it was kind of cool.
That was a good album.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yes, I did too.
So, and then when that came out, I was at the break table, and somebody said this. Eddie Money died. And I was like, what? I was, what, when? And they said, I guess today.
Yeah.
I did not know that. So.
You enlightened me.
So I sent you a message right away. Got to do it anyway to show.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured we were going to have to do that. So. And you did the recording?
I got it all ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked Eddie Money.
Thank you.
For what?
Well, for getting it recorded.
Oh, no problem.
You know.
Yeah.
We split up the duties here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I really like Eddie Money.
Edward Mahoney.
Yep.
Yep.
Eddie Money.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but so he died of esophageal cancer, I guess.
Yeah, stage four.
Wow.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this. He was a big smoker.
Oh, yeah.
My friend would see it. He worked at a Japanese restaurant, and he would come in, and at this time you could smoke at the tables.
Right.
And he would be smoking, and him and his wife were just like...
chain smokers.
Pretty much.
Got it.
So, I mean, yeah. On the album we're playing that I chose, Life for the Taking.
Okay.
On the cover, he's leaning up against the wall and his hands by his head, and he's holding a cigarette. So,
I guess not surprising.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah. I have probably six Eddie Money albums. We played, we played side one of Eddie Money,
right.
His debut album.
Yes.
I think it was side one. It might have been side two. But episode 40,
okay.
We played the side that had Gambling Man, so maybe it is the backside. And I have like four or five other ones, and I chose this one because it has my favorite Eddie Money song.
Okay.
And I like it.
Baby, hold on.
I think that's on the first album. No, this one has, you'll know the second song for sure, the fourth song and the fifth song. You'll know three out of the five songs.
Got it. Okay.
You ready to give it a listen?
Yes, I am.
So it's Eddie Money, Life for the Taken.
Got it.
And there,
oh
you
yeah,
can see
right,
Edward.
Edward so, Mahoney.
And the first song is the title track, Life for the Taking.
Got it. Okay. I'm ready. Here's to you, Eddie Money.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. It's a shame he passed away.
It is.
I mean, that's a great song.
Have you ever heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I heard, and I don't know if this, and I heard this years and years ago, that he would never play that in concert.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, life for the taking, and it was like my life. I could do with that what I want. And basically, I guess he said, hey, you know, or maybe it was some, there was some song he sang that was so personal that he wouldn't sing.
He wouldn't
sing. I thought it was that one. I could be wrong.
Could be, you know.
Yeah, I love that song. It's like, is that like a blues song? I don't know.
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, it's kind of bluesy.
Yeah, it's
I wouldn't have never said that before. But
no, it was a little bluesy. I mean, it was
the guitar work in that.
Oh yeah,
Jimmy Lyon's awesome.
Yeah, always had a lot of respect for the band he played with.
Yeah,
you know, to be able to you know, play alongside a guy with the kind of pipes he had, you know, and it was clean stuff. You know, it wasn't just hard, raw, you know, raunch. You know, it was a lot of real fluidness and clarity and crispness to the guitar work, to everything. I mean, everything seemed to be arranged really nice on his albums, very much so. Yeah. I always thought.
I love the lyrics in that song.
Yeah.
When I was just a little kid, the big kids used to beat me up a bit. Basically, my dad said, "Grow set, dude, and fight back."
Yeah.
Well, I was like, sweet.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
Big kids used to beat you up. Well, you can cure that. So
take them out first.
Yeah.
Or fight back.
Don't. you know, I always used to play by the rule, like, you know, I mean, how many times have you been in a fight? A few times. Yeah. I didn't fight a whole lot.
I didn't either, but
I didn't like fighting because only two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to get hurt or somebody else is going to get really hurt. I don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to go to jail because somebody else got hurt because of me. So, but you know that feeling like you know you're going to fight?
Uh-huh.
At that point, okay, I throw the first punch. You know, I will.
Right.
Unless somebody gets to it first. Unless they come to that realization before I do.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just take the hit and move on. So,
Yep. You
know, I just figured, what the heck? You know, I don't need to go to jail for some guy because he's, you know, whatever, you know, acting whatever. But, yeah, to get it over with and get it over with now.
Yeah.
I can hit you hard enough that, you know, by the time you wake up, I'll be in the next county.
Or something.
Yeah. The next county jail or something, probably.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I don't like fighting. I mean, it could be exhilarating, but anymore.
Yeah, nah. I don't know if I like fighting so much as I just do the right thing. I mean, I've been cold cocked, and then like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, I've been hit pretty hard.
Still been knocked out?
Never.
Oh yeah, neither have I.
Had a gun pulled on me.
Yeah, neither. I haven't had that either.
Yeah, that's a weird feeling.
Oh, I can imagine.
But, you know, whatever. You're either gonna shoot me or you're not.
Good thing they didn't.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a show.
Yeah. Or I'd be like lungless or something. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he was only about 6 feet from me. I mean, he wouldn't have missed.
So when you say lungless?
Yeah. Probably shot my lungs out.
Would you have quit smoking then because you only had one lung? Oh, wait. No lungs. Oh, you'd be lungless.
Yeah, lungless.
Not mono lung.
No.
Not aqua lung.
No, not aqua lung either. No.
Not well lung.
Might have been well hung. Lungless.
Huh.
I wonder if that's, you know, well, I mean,
so you
know, if we're genetically modified, if you fish, we could probably pull that off.
You used to have a diaphragm?
Yeah, I used to.
One of those things that you pump air into.
Oh, you mean for like heating up coals and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're called.
I think it is a diaphragm.
Oh, okay.
A blowhole.
Like a whale?
Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah. Hmm. They used to use it when they were like forging metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
A billow. It was called a billows.
Yep. Yeah. Bellows. Billows. Bellows.
I thought it was billows. B-I-L-L-O-W-S. Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Or maybe a bellows.
It's one of those two.
It is. Yes, it is. Should we look it up?
I don't care.
I don't want to.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he's passed on now.
Yep.
Did you say you saw him?
Yeah, I've seen him a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's local. He's a Bay Area guy.
Yeah, Bay Area.
Sausalito. He grew up in New York.
Right.
And then he moved to
L.A.?
No, he was in the... he might have lived in L.A. for a little bit, but then he...
He moved up north.
He lived up... Yeah, because my friend's restaurant was in Moraga.
Oh, okay.
So he'd see him. It was, by St. Mary's.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he'd see him there occasionally. And so he would play all, you know, a lot of local stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
he was kind of that local boy made good.
Yeah. Except he was from New York and he had a clear New York accent.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You want to hear the next song?
I do.
It's kind of like, this is the one that I would say it's not my favorite, but this is the one that would be total a song to say, you know, to represent him. So I'm not even going to tell you the name.
Okay.
All right. Did you know that song?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yeah.
That's why I think it's kind of a fitting song for him. You can't keep a good man down.
Yep, I think so.
I've always liked that song, too. For me, this was a really good album.
It was. One of my favorites is.
I like No Control a lot. Okay. He had a lot of songs that I just really liked.
He did.
They either had good lyrics or good musician. I mean, music.
Good music, good beat.
Or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
So, the first two songs on my Eddie Money mix disc are both on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me because he was really good. So, you know, you couldn't go wrong playing his music.
Yeah, he wrote good lyrics.
Yep.
And so I was looking, he has a show. I don't know exactly what the show is. It's some reality TV, like Money something.
Okay.
And I don't know what it was, but I guess on the show, I was looking at his website, and the second season was renewed.
Okay.
And that they wrote that in May, I think. June. May, they wrote he went in for some heart thing in May. Anyway, so the second season was renewed, and then it's in the first season, and he announced that he had esophageal cancer in the show.
Yeah.
And the show aired the day before he passed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I don't know when that was filmed that he announced it.
You're right.
But the fact that, you know, the next day.
It's called Real Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't even know about it. I think I'd heard something, but I really, it was in passing, so I didn't really follow up on it.
Right, right. Wow. He looked pretty rough in this photo, though.
Oh, yeah, he's, I don't know, like four or five years ago,
yeah.
He was in a Geico commercial for people trying to book a trip, and he goes, well, I can give you two tickets to paradise or something to that effect.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that commercial.
And it's easier to save 15% than get two tickets to paradise from Eddie Money. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, but you know, of course, when I saw it, I'm like, that's Eddie Money.
You know? Yeah.
So one of the, you know, those commercials where, okay, I'm going to rewind and watch because I know who that is.
Yeah. I actually have interest in this. So, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if I saw anything about him, he's one of the few artists that I would do that with.
Yeah.
Just because I've always liked him.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was episode 40 that we did the first thing, and I said, this, you know, I said, I can't believe I haven't played him. I love this guy. So, and I think a lot of that had to do with my friend. I think he's the one that introduced me to him.
Okay.
I may have heard a couple of songs, but I really know, but he had Eddie Money stuff. And
gotcha.
He worked at he bought a lot of albums. He worked at the restaurant where he would go in, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And then seeing him and liking what he produced.
It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
You know.
This could be the first tribute show we do.
We don't embarrass ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that might be the case here.
Well, you know what? I'd have to say Aretha Franklin, we really didn't embarrass ourselves.
No, we didn't.
Except for...
That was the first one. We weren't going to take any chances.
Except for the fact that I think I said something that about one song, and it was a different song.
Oh, well.
The song that she sings in Blues Brothers, I said it was Respect.
Respect,
I think
it was...
I think that's what I said.
But it wasn't.
But I wasn't being disrespectful or...
Correct, yeah. Not like we did with Dick Torque.
Not like you did with...
Cabinets and Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Yacht Rocker.
Yacht Rock.
Yeah, Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah.
That's right out of the Flintstones, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I still remember that. Hey, Daryl Dragon died. Who? Oh, great. Anyway, so, yeah, you ready to hear the Nick song?
I am.
The Nick song is Nightmare.
Okay.
I like that one too.
I dig that song.
I do like that song.
I don't know. It's like classic lyrics, I mean, you know, because he's so clear in that song. Mm-hmm. And yet, the guitar work is phenomenal.
The piano is awesome.
Everything about the music that he put out was so clean, so clear, so crisp.
Yeah.
And that song, I mean, I go, okay, Nightmare. I'm sure I've heard this one before. And then started playing it. I went, oh, yeah. Mm. That is the one I really, it's one of them I really liked. I mean, he had a lot of hits.
Yeah, and but he had a lot of songs that, even though they weren't played as hits, I heard them a lot, and I loved them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the album, Shaken, No Control.
Yeah.
That first side of that album is Passing Through the Graveyard. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that album. I would have picked that one.
Yeah.
Except for the Nick song we play is my favorite.
Oh, is it really?
Without question. Without question. 100%.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Put it this way. If I was listening to this.
Right.
And I was in my car, I would hit rewind.
You'd replay it again.
I'd play it at least twice. At least.
Got it.
But and I would crank it up. I would crank it up like.
I got songs like that.
And you know exactly what it is.
It's like, oh, I can play replay on this for 10 times.
Because I really like Gambling Man. And
got it. Okay.
I just like the upbeat tempo, the words, his lyrics, his energy. And my contention has been that he was always better with Jimmy Lyon playing guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they collaborated so well together.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think he left after... He either left on Where's the Party or that was the last album Jimmy Lyon was on.
This one here?
No. Where's the Party? I think his fifth album.
Got it. Okay.
But, you know, I saw him when he, what was Be My Little Baby, Just Like Ronnie Sang.
Right.
Whatever that song was.
Okay.
When he sang that song, because it had a Stay With Me Tonight. Be with me tonight. Stay with me tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you go. So he had a resurgence when that, because that came out in the, I think, the late 80s. And so he kind of had a lull. Where's the Party? I don't think was very well received.
It may not have been.
And then I think he had another album. I think, I don't even know about this. But then he really wasn't doing too much, and then that album came out, and they played that song a lot. And gotcha. I went and saw him, but his tour, they couldn't have. Maybe it was the early 90s. I don't know. It's late 80s or early 90s. So when I went to go see him, they couldn't afford to have all the backup singers for that.
Okay.
So his wife was doing the backup singing, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. On that song.
That's cool.
So yeah, I dug him. I remember hearing that he would just show up like at the Red Baron.
Yeah.
In a little bar in Livermore and just play and jam with people.
Yep.
So yeah. Just some I think he's someone that he'd like to party. He liked to he liked to play hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we all saw him there at the Red Baron one time.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, maybe I could get to play with him.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I just didn't feel I had the skill set to even do that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know him personally.
So
I only know his persona. I saw him I don't even know the name of the show, but it was a music show where they had to what are the lyrics for this song? And he was, this contestant was on the show, and then she brought someone on stage to help her. And it was Eddie Money and his daughter.
Really?
Yeah, and they had an Eddie Money song up there, and they go, what are the lyrics for the song? And he said, whatever it was, are you sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I wrote it. Yeah, it was funny. And again, it's one of those things. I don't know why I knew he was going to be on, or he was. Maybe I don't know if they promoted it, but it was some show I'd never watched.
Really?
Because Eddie Money was on it, I watched.
You watched it? Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, I can see that.
So
that's cool.
I want to play the next song.
Go for it.
My absolute
favorite
number
song.
Number one Eddie Money song.
Okay. Let's get to it.
You know it, so I'm not even going to tell you the name.
Okay.
That's the song.
Yep.
It's called "Give Me Some Water," yeah. Man.
Right.
I love that song.
It's great lyrics to it.
I love the lyrics. Smack that horse in the ass with my last dying gasp. My brother, could hear me say,
"Give me some water."
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Got good with the gun, took the money from the rich man's land.
Yeah.
Fort Walls never. I just love that song. Love that song.
Yeah, he's got a lot of songs
love
I like.
That song. He does.
But that is one of the classics for him, I think.
Yeah, I think on the CD I made that the last song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just so I know it's coming. It's last, and so it's like the grand finale for me.
Cool. But that's an interesting way to approach it.
There's not too many songs he has that I don't dislike.
Right.
Because I really like his voice.
Yeah,
I thought he had a great voice.
He did.
Even though it's rough, but I like that roughness. And he sang songs that I think complemented it, that
yeah.
fit his vocal style.
The vocal style, yeah.
The musicians, the drums, the guitars, the bass, the whole. I mean, they're very tight. He plays saxophone. He'll play harmonica. Eddie Money would. They'll have piano on there.
Oh yeah,
a few songs.
Everything he did, I liked.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was my favorite song, but
it doesn't have to be. It was mine.
Yeah, it was yours.
That's why I picked it. This side. Okay. Granted, I like the whole side. I like right. all five songs.
Right.
And I could have picked any of his thing off his first four albums probably and said, oh, you know, this is a nice tribute.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do something that meant something to me.
Sure.
And,
oh yeah. It should.
And you know, like I said, can't keep a good man down. That kind of.
Yeah, kind of epitomizes.
Exactly, great word, epitomizes. And then also, like the last song, just a total rocker again. So I thought this side really showcased a lot of his.
I don't know if I got that. I don't know if I have that album of his.
Which one?
This one? You're playing, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, well, because Nightmare, he's got some good slow songs like that are just.
It's funny. It's oddly enough for me, even though it's a slow song, it still has enough.
But it's not exactly. It's not like a traditional slow song. It's not ballady.
No.
So not at all. Yeah. So and that's I picked this side because I knew there was other good stuff.
Some good stuff on there. Yeah. I mean,
it showcases his talent. Yeah.
That's a really cool. It's a good line or word, whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
for that. But
for you, it's probably a line now, but where it used to be a word for everybody
but it's,
else.
But it's literally where it's located in the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, it's classic. That's just classic.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
We got one last song.
We're going to get to that.
It's, again, something that you've heard.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not even going to tell you the name of it.
Okay.
All right. Here's the last song.
The last song. Everybody rock and roll a place. We'll be right back.
Yes.
That was my favorite Eddie Money song of all times.
I love that. That's it ended with a nice hard rocker.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does. It's really well. I mean, it's a great song.
It is a good song.
Of all his music, that's probably I'd say that is my favorite Eddie Money song.
I like that one too.
I mean, everything on that side is excellent.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's just a driving song.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And that piano's crazy in there, and then the guitar. It's awesome. So
yes.
I tried to get something that I thought was a
definite good tribute to Eddie Money.
Yeah.
This was, I think, by far the best pick. We can all thank His Eminence for coming to the rescue of
just pick something that I thought was representative of the greatness of Eddie Money.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the nail on the head, man.
Yeah,
I really do.
Of all the shows we've done, yeah, this is the one I'm most sad about. Like for
the passings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the other ones, yeah. we did shows because
they passed away.
Yeah, and we tried to do something that was
Franklin was a little before our time.
And Monkees, I liked the Monkees, yeah, but I wasn't into them like I was into Eddie Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one affected me more like when Freddie Mercury passed.
Yeah.
Where I was like saddened by it.
Yeah.
There's people in groups that I guess if they pass, I'm like, oh yeah, that's sad. But there's still a lot of members of the group sometimes alive. So it's not, it doesn't have the same impact as Eddie Money, who was just a solo artist.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he touched a lot of people with his music.
He's gone and don't want it to be anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas like a band, you know, six guys playing in a band, somebody dies, well, we just
replace you can get a new guitar player. Or,
yeah, bass player, or, you know.
Even if Bon Scott dies, you can get a new...
get a new singer.
Yeah.
Maybe not anywhere near as good, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's my humble opinion.
No, I know. So. I'm just saying that one...
This saddened you.
Yeah, this one saddened me. Yeah. This one really did sadden me. When they said it, I was shocked. I thought, what? How come I didn't hear that? And of course, it had just happened, I guess, that morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know where, maybe they heard, saw it on their phone or something.
Imagine how fast you got it, considering.
Oh, I texted you, hey, we got to do an Eddie Money show.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, okay.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I did. I was unaware.
All I got was Eddie Money died. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know what that means.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I knew you. So I didn't need to have to.
Yeah. And it was like, really? Yeah, I guess I just don't see him being 70.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know how old I am, so I guess he's
not much older than us.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of us has brainial cancer.
Yeah.
Like he had esophageal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know.
Just so you know.
I got something in common with him.
I'm going to say this, and don't take this the wrong way, but I put $100 on that you would go before Eddie Money. So.
Well, you lost that $100.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's all right.
Easy come, easy go.
Who do you think I'll go before next?
Okay, now I've got to start looking. Well, I didn't know.
And don't say like Ariana Grande. Say something like Flea.
No.
Or
I think
Brian May.
Art Garfunkel.
Art Okay. All right.
So hey, hopefully.
Is Paul Simon still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we're doing an Art Garfunkel tribute show.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, that'd be kind of...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hope so.
So anyway, I'm a little saddened.
Yeah, I think he should be.
The world lost a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, really good vocalist. Wonderful performer.
Yep. So
Eddie Money.
R.I.P.
Yep. Rip it up, man.
We waited a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.